Always glad having you with us here on KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Yep, that is the name of the show, Community Connection, for Saturday. No matter how you are accessing the program, we thank you so much for joining us and making us part of your weekend. I'm Bill Davis, your host, and welcoming back to the microphones a good friend of mine, I call him the executive director now, of golf, Sutton Valley Golf Course, Brian Krulak. Always good seeing you. I think last time you were in here, you butchered the French language.
Right? I didn't butcher the French language. I just sent you to the wrong golf course.
That's right. I used to work there, but now I work at Sutton Valley Golf Course.
A little bit of a brain oops. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. But you've been back. Did TSA and Homeland Security debrief you when you got back from Paris?
They did.
They
treated me very well. Okay. I actually had Nexus, which got me through the airport crazy quick.
Isn't that great? I have a Nexus card. We got ours a few years ago. Anybody who has not got a Nexus card and you go into Canada or whatever, get it now.
My gosh.
It's well worth it.
The lineup of people waiting to go through customs when we arrived was ridiculous, and we walked right past it. It was awesome.
Well, we've already been cleared by security.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So we don't get the extra pat down. You know, in some countries, they charge extra for that.
I know. Some people like that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it's good to have you back on the microphones with us here on Community Connection. Last time we were talking about your trip, and on your way in, when we were chatting before we started our interview segment here, you were telling me that you assisted your daughter.
Yeah.
Now she plays golf, obviously.
Yeah. Yep.
For
the Bellingham High School. Okay. Bellingham, the Red Raiders.
Yep. And you assisted her in her latest, tournament?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Typically, you can't caddy or even give advice or help out with your kids when they're playing high school golf or junior golf.
You don't want to be a golf
dad. Exactly. Yeah. But every once in a while, there are these rare events that are non-school sanctioned. They're kind of invitational events, and they let the kids have caddies. So yesterday was one of those days, and I was able to go out and caddy for my daughter, which was crazy fun, and she's kind of a new golfer, so it was really exciting.
I'm just curious, did you get to wear the cute little white jumpsuit with your name on the back?
I didn't have the Masters white jumpsuit, which would have been really cool. If I would have been on the ball, I would have got one of those and showed up and really embarrassed her.
Now, did you when she got on the green, did you help her read the green and do all that good stuff that caddies do?
We did. I worked my tail off, man. Yeah. I worked hard.
When's the last time you caddied anybody? When you were a kid?
For my son. So I've done it for all my kids. So this was kind of her turn to get her dad to caddy for her. So I caddied for my son several years ago when he was playing high school golf, but really fun.
Was she appreciative? Did she leave you a big tip?
I've still not gotten paid. I'm still waiting for payment. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think she asked me for money when we got done. So
usually the caddies do have a little spare change.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's just kind of like I went from being a caddy to being a dad real quick.
Now, did you really help her on the greens, or did she miss a putt, turn around and look at you and say, "Dad, you read it wrong"?
I didn't misread. I might have misread one putt, but I misclubbed her one time. I gave her the wrong club.
Whoa,
and
she
hit a really good shot and it came up way short, and she kind of looked at me and I was like, yep, that was on your caddy.
I asked for a driver and you gave me a wedge. Listen to me, I know the golf lingo. I don't play, but I know the lingo.
You got it down.
Speaking about equipment, you know, we had a nice conversation before we went on the air about you know, how much you can spend on golf equipment. What's a new company now that's spending like $3,500 for
PGX? The guy that invented and started GoDaddy.
Yeah.
He's a golf fanatic and he wanted to start up this. He's a billionaire now and he wanted to start up this crazy high end golf company. So he has equipment that they're selling and it's like triple the price of regular high end, really high quality equipment. Yeah. It's like triple the price. It is insane.
Normally you'd spend $1,000, $1,200 for a set.
Oh yeah, that's spending a lot. You know, if you could spend, you can spend. The nice thing about golf is you can get a go to Craigslist, go to a golf shop, find a used set for $200 for a whole set of clubs, irons, woods, putter, bag, and get perfectly good quality equipment. And then if you want to get the nice new higher end stuff, you're going to spend about $1,000, $1,200 to get a nice new set of clubs. Well, this guy, I mean, it's $3,500 just for a set of irons. And so if you're going to get a whole set woods and putter, you're probably going to be over $5,000.
We are speaking with Brian Krulak, the director of golf, Sutton Valley Golf Course. And I assume that you got your daughter that $3,500 set, right?
Well, you assumed incorrectly, Bill. Oh.
Did you go to Walmart or something to get her stuff?
I got a nice set of used pings. Used. And that's the other thing. Okay. Like, used equipment in golf, the cool thing is the price for used equipment goes down dramatically, like less than half. Mm-hmm. And the performance doesn't change at all. I mean, a used set set of golf clubs performs exactly the same way that a brand new set does. So you don't suffer in quality and performance at all, but you do save a lot of money. So for dads shopping for kids,
smart.
Yeah, I'm gonna get. She got a nice quality used set of clubs.
All the money that they save on the clubs that they buy for themselves or their daughters or their sons, they can use to get a membership at Sutton Valley Golf Course.
Man,
How about that segue?
You took me right where I was going. All that money I'm saving on equipment, you can spend on golf. You can buy a nice, inexpensive membership at Sutton Valley, or you can come out and play for the day. And if you have kids, you buy one of our family memberships, like $80 a month for your whole family for unlimited golf and range balls afternoon. I mean, crazy, crazy good deal. So you can save, you know, I'm going to save you enough money in clubs where you can buy a membership for sure.
And nobody's going to look down on you if you're using used old clubs.
Heck no. They don't even know. I mean,
they hit the ball as well as anything else.
Exactly right. So no way.
What about dynamic pricing? Is that kicking in now?
It's another way to save money. Yeah, absolutely. We're getting to the point now where the golf course is finally coming out of winter hibernation. So it's in really good shape right now, and people are starting to come out and play, starting to go to the website and using our dynamic pricing model, getting great value for their green fees. So it's been fun. This last week especially, things, you know, we had several dry days in a row, which we haven't had for months and months. So the golf course is really blossoming and in really nice shape, and people are starting to use it like they're supposed to use it. So it's
like a golf course is supposed to be.
Exactly.
Do you have all the golf boards plugged in, charged and ready to go?
We are dusting the cobwebs off the golf boards. They're coming out. Yeah, they're actually debuting this weekend as we speak. They're out there on the golf course.
Now tell everybody, we got people, you know, joining us for the first time saying, golf board, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they're the coolest things. They're kind of like the size of a snowboard. Mm-hmm. They have four wheels that are driven by an electric motor, and then they have a handle that you hold onto and that you also strap your clubs to, and you ride them around kind of like you would a skateboard or a surfboard. You have to lean to steer them, but they go about 10 miles an hour, and it is the funnest way to play golf. We still haven't got you on one of these. This is the year. Yeah.
Well,
we're getting you on a golf board.
You know, 10 miles an hour. I mean, that's fine for, you know, people who are afraid of speed. You know, when you start retrofitting those things and rewiring them, put a 430 Hemi on them and get up to about 55, 60 miles an hour, and then I'm in.
Oh, man, I tell you, I've driven
no seatbelts either.
I've driven one 15 miles an hour, kind of a souped up one.
Feels like you're hauling the mail on that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That felt crazy fast. So maybe when my sales rep comes out with his 15 mile an hour unit, we'll get you out that day, and we'll learn you up on one of those.
I brag big time, but you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get out on that thing, and I'm going to fall off, and I'm going to cry like a little baby.
You know it. You know it.
Yeah. If people want more information on the golf boards or dynamic pricing, memberships, things like that, let's send them to the website.
Website's the best way to go. It's www.suddenvalleygolfcourse.com. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to go for information, for great photos of the golf course. Information on all our instructional. We got a lot of cool instructional stuff coming up. Junior golf clinics that are starting on Sunday afternoons now, and they're going to run all the way through August. We have ladies clinics that are starting up on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So tons of good stuff going on, and all the information needed is always on our website.
You guys are on Facebook too, right?
Yeah, Facebook is Sutton Valley Golf and Country Club.
Here's what I'll make you a deal. I will come out and ride one of those 15 mile an hour golf boards if you promise that you follow me and we go Facebook Live on it.
Facebook, I've never done that.
You want to do
that?
Let's
do it. Let's do it. Let's go Facebook Live on golf boards.
All right, buddy.
Done.
It is always good seeing you. Always love having Brian Krulak in from Sutton Valley Golf. You take care, and happy golfing.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Bill.
You bet, buddy. We will continue with Community Connection in just a moment. KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, and at 96.5 FM in Bellingham.